This podcast brought to you by the full-time and part-time graduate business programs of Notre Dame's Mendoza College of Business. Powerful network, legendary brand. That's Notre Dame Business. Learn about our graduate programs in Chicago and South Bend at mendoza.nd.edu.
Good news. You can now use Facebook at work, not undercover, completely out in the open, thanks to a little something called Facebook at Work.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Everyone's favorite social media giant has launched a brand new program called Facebook at Work, and it's essentially a new business messaging tool that you can, of course, use at work for work, marking the very first time Facebook will charge for its services. Obviously already used by a quarter of the world's population, it's making a foray into the corporate world. Facebook at Work is, again, a tool for companies that allow workers to chat and collaborate with each other. Now that it's here and ready to stay, Facebook said that it would now start charging a monthly fee, opening the door for a new source of revenue besides advertising. This raises some interesting issues because even though Facebook is relatively new to the party, there are existing issues popping up because so many workers already use the website and mobile app in their personal lives. The Wall Street Journal's Deepa Seetharaman explains how essentially the company has been practicing with a beta version that's been under wrap. So far, so good.
I've been in beta and testing this since January 2015, so it's been about a year and a half. They tend to think that it's working. I mean, I think they have they like the ability to collaborate, like the ability. The real big selling factor is the big main selling point is that everyone knows what Facebook is and everyone knows how to use it. No any extra training required. So largely, companies like the simplicity.
So now that things are in order and working, the next step? Monetization.
So they plan to charge companies a fee for every user that accesses Facebook at work at least once a month. So, 35,000 employees at a company, each one will get charged, or a company will have to pay a certain fee for each one if those workers use it once that month.
And in this growing competitive space, Facebook has its work cut out for it.
There are a lot of companies in this space. I lost count around 24. And every major incumbent, Salesforce, Microsoft, they all have their own competitors in the space. And this doesn't even include startups like Slack. So a lot of competition.
Fear not, there are plenty of security and administration protocols intact.
Facebook Work even looks different. It's like a slightly more sober palette. And it is only for the people that you work with. There's no way to access your personal social network through Facebook at work and vice versa. So if you're on your personal account, you can't see what's going on at work. So they've done that in such a way that you don't even need a personal Facebook account to log into Facebook at work. Use your own credentials. Facebook's been using this version of Facebook at work for many, many years, and they've been testing it internally for a while. This is, they needed to create enterprise-grade security and administration tools to be able to even get into the workplace. So this has a kind of security that's on par with some of the other offerings you might see.
And there you have it. For more on this story, you can check out Deepa's article at WSJD.com. That wraps up the Tech News Briefing for now. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.